In the South Hills, we are joined by the voice of the Pitt Panthers. He is, of course, Bill Hillgrove. And we got Pat Bostic in here, Doran Dickerson, the whole broadcast crew, with the exception of Larry Richard, are here. And, Bill, I can't make fun of the kicker talk anymore, man. Big time, you know what's on Ben Saul's and then Cal's kicker with the knuckleball. How you doing today?
Well, it was a high snap, and that was fortuitous for the Panthers because I'm sitting there saying, well, what am I going to do to explain away this loss? And then all of a sudden, we saw the knuckleball come out, and the Panthers were able to close the deal. I think that signaled something that the Panthers have to take up. Every game in the ACC the rest of the way as they get to the meat of the schedule is going to be a dogfight. You have to be prepared to be, the dog, not the biggest dog in the fight, but, the biggest fight in the dog. And I think that was the lesson learned. And I also like the fact that they lost the left side of their line to injuries. And, you had people step up. And it was one of the best wins I've witnessed.
Bill, you've seen a few pretty good teams here in Pitt history since you've been covering them. Where does this team stack up? Well, they're 6-0. They are a good football team. I don't think it's a fluke, and I think everybody can agree about that. But where did this team stack up to some of the other teams you've seen in the past?
I'm going to duck that with a Tomlinism. That team is still writing its story, Doran, and I really believe that's true. But I'm beginning to see something very special here. Well, just look at the 6-0 first time since 1982. That's when Pitt was the Alabama of college football. And, we got to get back to that. And it's much harder these days. The playing field, recruiting wise is more level, for everybody. The transfer portal, NIL, I mean, it's all, coming to bear on a sport that we don't know where it's going to head. So, I think if I'm in charge and if they make me czar for a day, I get guardrails in on the NIL, and because let's face it, the financial structure or the financial situation for the teams goes across states, and every state has its own financial structure with regard to tax. And I think right there, you got to level the playing field. How do you do that? I think you have the conference take over the NIL and run the thing, but that's only if I'm czar for a day.
You got my vote for czar for a day, Billy. Billy, I was up your way yesterday. I didn't get a chance to stop at the lake, but I do want to ask you. I visited Jim Durratz yesterday. 99 years old, turns 100 next May. I know you've had a Manhattan or two with him. Just a couple stories. Your thoughts on Mr. Durratz?
He let's go back to the Pitt Stadium days when he just gave the Panthers $7 million. To refurbish the offices and some of the infrastructure of the stadium, which was, dated back to 1925. And then all of a sudden, the decision was made to join forces with the Steelers and start this new stadium down on the North Shore. And Jim called the athletic department and said, I have $7 million more. Can I help you? That's the kind of generosity that man is made of. And for a guy whose family were coal miners down in the grindstone area, this guy has accomplished a lot, but he's given back a lot. Cancer center up in Meadville, which bears his late wife's name, that's just one example. But he has been Mr. Philanthropic for that area for many, many years. And the guy's just, simply the best. He's simply the best.
Bill, you're kind of in uncharted territories right now. Well, you experienced this a couple weeks ago, but what do you like to do on your bye week? You don't have to cover Steelers anymore, and no Pitt on Saturday. What are you going to do this weekend?
I loaf. And loaf some more. I've got enough to keep me busy. I've already done everything with Pitt and Syracuse for next Thursday, except, we don't have the rankings because – they won't come out till after this weekend. I'm talking about conference rankings for, the various elements. And, so it keeps me busy, and I'm starting to cast an eye toward basketball. I don't have to do the preseason game on Tuesday, when they take on Point Park. But November 4th will come around very quickly, and Radford comes in, and I've already started a little prep on them. So, you know, it never ends, and that's a good thing. It keeps me out of mischief.
Have one at the
I can find that.
Have one at the Iroquois Club for us.
I plan to, but also I've changed. My role has changed. I can yell at the TV set when the Steelers are on, and I can say words that I never said on the radio, and that's kind of a relief, you know. I keep busy enough, and that's a good thing.
Bill, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next Thursday before Pitt-Syracuse.
All right. Yep, that'll be game day. I'll have my game face on.
That's right. Bill Hillgrove, the great Bill Hillgrove.
Thanks, Bill.
Talk to him next Thursday.
Thank you.
Bill on a game day.
Oh, yeah.
No loafing then.
No. Got to pace ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Game day.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a long one for you, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. I'm used to it.
I loaf 95% of the time. I do.
You loaf?
I'm a big...
Turn on the film. There's Crowley.
Loafing it. I know. People... Pickens. Oh, my God. He's giving 70% effort. That's good for me. 70%.
Did you ever tell him a story whenever you played quarterback?
Oh, Pat. Pat. Intramural quarterback.
Quarterback.
Flag football. Dub V. Senior year. Playoff game. I threw 5 picks, the last of which snapped the ball. Linebacker in the middle of the field goes, claps, and I throw it right to him. Right to his chest. Beautiful throw. Split the numbers.
See, this explains everything. Bang. Because he's gullible. Like when you know, the guy comes up and says, you need new windows. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Come on in. Get a zero and we'll talk this over. Talk this over. New windows. Honey, Leanne goes, honey, we got new windows 3 years ago. Oh, that reminds me of when I threw the ball to the linebacker. They clapped and said, Adam, right here.
That's like in a movie.
Hot read. Bang.
Hot right route. Hot route.
Quarterback is hard.
Oh, you don't say.
Mm-hmm. Real hard. I did it right between the numbers. Oh,
5 picks?
5 picks.
What was the final
game.
Score?
Bad.
Yeah.
They had a lot. We had a little. And I had played well all year. Game manager. Played two ways.
Game
like manager. Travis Hunter. Had an interception to seal game one as a safety.
Travis.
Was a hell of a player. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 59.